Right, right. Well, we're well ahead of ourselves. You know, this is just a, I ordered one of these silly little heaters, and, you know, because, well, it was Ben, actually. I don't know what his call is over there, but over here, GIO, Ben, he's been monkeying with him lately. Sent me a link, and I got a, you know, I got an itch, and so, and it came back in stock. I grabbed it, and man, that thing come like a Vivor. You ever hear of Vivor? I ordered it from them on Thursday, and it was in my hand on Friday. Unbelievable. And they're always out of stock, the little 5K ones for $89. But it came in stock, and I grabbed one. So now I'm going to putz with it. It's just, like I said, it's putzing. I don't have a specific place I need it right now, you know, but I'm just going to putz around. And this radiator thing, like I said, I was just thinking if one ever came up, you know, for cheap or free, I'd grab it, and just so happens the day after I got my heater, one popped up for $5. I don't know if I'm going to get one any cheaper than that, so I'm grabbing it.
Yeah, just put a couple drain holes on the bottom of the darn thing and let them go outside, you know, copper pipe or something like that, and that'll be your condensation thing, and, you know, then you'll be okay. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is, like, you know, they also, they know that, you know, they have to make everything consumer-proof. And, you know, with you monkeying and doing all the stuff that you're doing, there's really no reason to be consumer-proof because the thing starts building up or overheating, you know, or you start getting a headache or something like that, frizz with diesel smell, you're going to smell that right away anyway. But there's a lot of people out there that just don't know, and that's why they do what they do with all the monitors. That's why a lot of contractors don't like these condensating furnaces is because there's so many safety devices on them, you know, or if the sump pump gets broken or gets some gunk in it or something of that nature, they need to be serviced, whereas you got the good old school furnace, you know, you just let it run and you don't have to deal with water and gunk and mold and everything else like that. So, but I don't know, you know, I guess it depends. Is it worth the extra, well, it's not really 20%, let's say, is it worth the extra 16%? You know, I guess that's your call.